that one. I'm glad you've gone to Faultline Park. Be a fault finder. So I'm assuming that you've somehow parked near here, and you're going to be going north on 10th East, I think it is here. We're just going to go one block, because I want you to be able to admire the Wasatch Fault. This is just one, this is one expression of it. We're actually, there are two here near the University of Utah. So at the Pink House, you're able to look to the right, meaning looking east, and you see it there. And then we get to Third South, you're going to turn right, which is to the east. We're just going to go one block, and you're going to say, what am I on? Well, you're on sediments, but you say, how'd these sediments get here? They come by wind, water, glacial ice, ground failure, or humans. Well, you see this magnificent scarp ahead of you, and we're going to be turning left at the stop sign and going to South Temple. But you're on alluvial fan materials. These are flash floods materials. And in 2020, right on the corner that's on the north side here, on the west side of 11th East, there was just magnificent boulders of lake, of alluvial fans. And we stop here because it's just too interesting, and you can't get out. You've just got to keep going. But we're notice everything about you. So you've got ground failure. You've probably got springs. You probably have everything associated with a world-class fault system. And we're now going north, and you're saying, wow, it feels so different through here. So this should look as if you're in an environment, you're always looking to the east and uphill when you're just because you love the fault, but we're really on valley bottom here. There are faults, but the world-class fault and the expressions are the biggest, boldest, baddest of the Wasatch Fault are to the east of us. So when you're doing a fault finder, you're saying to yourself, I know I'm west because I can look east and I can see it. Now, if you had a map, you know that there are two sections of this East Bench Fault that's through here. And you say, why would there be? At depth, there's probably just one major bedrock surface. But when it gets in these sediments, it just splays. So we're at South Temple, and we're going to go east on South Temple to 13th East. To the left of us, you see alluvial fan materials. As we're rising here, you say, but it looks as if we're going step, step, step. Yes, you're in shorelines as well. And at 13th East, you're just going to see everything. You've got Dry Creek Canyon coming down here. You've got the Wasatch Fault only two blocks away. You've got, this is messy here. And you have Reservoir Park. I didn't want you to miss Reservoir Park. The materials at Reservoir Park are clay. And I don't mean in the reservoir. I mean, why did the pioneers put a reservoir here? And you look at it and you say to yourself, it's low. How could it be that way? Well, you have the fault that's careening through on the east side, but there's also a little fault on the west side as well. This was a depression which was very useful to the pioneers for adobe. We're crossing 100 south, going south, and we will continue to 39th south, and I think I'll start a new one of this just because that was so exciting. We're now at 2nd South and 13th East, and we're starting a new, and let's tell you what number it is. It's number 9.